Ka-ching. Right, morning and welcome to Morning Prayer on Tuesday, 21st of July. Let's take a moment of silence, just bring before God anything that's been bothering us, stressing us, or is concerning us at the moment. O Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
And Stephen's going to read.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your infirmities, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with faithful love and compassion, who satisfies you with good things, so that your youth is renewed like an eagle's. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all who are oppressed. He made his ways known to Moses and his works to the children of Israel. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom has dominion over all. Bless the Lord, you angels of his, you mighty ones who do his bidding and hearken to the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his will, of his who do his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son,
and to the Son, and to the
Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever.
Amen.
Amen. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
So Susan's going to read Psalm 132.
Arise, O Lord, into your resting place. Lord, remember for David all the hardships he endured, how he swore an oath to the Lord and vowed a vow to the Mighty One of Jacob. I will not come within the shelter of my house, nor climb up into my bed. I will not allow my eyes to sleep, nor my eyelids to slumber, until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the Mighty One of Jacob. Now we heard of the ark in Ephrathah and found it in the fields of Jaar. Let us enter his dwelling place and fall low before his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and your faithful ones sing with joy. For your servant David's sake, turn not your face away, turn not away the face of your anointed. The Lord has sworn an oath to David, a promise from which he will not shrink. Of the fruit of your body shall I set upon your throne. If your children keep my covenant and my testimonies that I shall teach them, their children also shall sit upon your throne forevermore. For the Lord has chosen Zion for himself. Excuse me. He has desired her for his habitation. This shall be my resting place forever. Here will I dwell, for I have longed for her. I will abundantly bless her. I will abundantly bless her provision. Her poor I will I satisfy with bread. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful ones shall rejoice and sing. There will I make a horn to spring up for David. I will keep a lantern burning for my anointed. As for his enemies, I will clothe them with shame, but on him shall his crown be bright. Arise, O Lord, into your resting place. Jesus, Son of David, make us a priestly people. Clothe us in righteousness, make us fruitful, and give us hearts to shout for joy in your salvation. We pray in the power of the Spirit. Psalm 133. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Behold how good and pleasant it is to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down upon the beard, even on Aaron's beard, running down upon the collar of his clothing. It's like the dew of Hermon running down upon the hills of Zion, for there the Lord has promised his blessing, even life forevermore. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Grant to your people, good Lord, the spirit of unity, that they may dwell together in your love, and so bear to the world the ointment of your healing and the dew of your blessing, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Amen. And Stephen's going to read 1 Samuel 6, 1 to 16.
The ark of the Lord was in the country of the Philistines for 7 months. Then the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners and said, "What shall we do with the ark of the Lord? Tell us what we should send with it to its place." They said, "If you send away the ark of the God of Israel, do not send it empty, but by all means return him a guilt offering. Then you will be healed and will be ransomed. Will not his hand then turn from you?" And they said, "What is the guilt offering that we should return to him?" He answered, 5 gold tumours and 5 gold mice, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines. And the same plague was upon all of you and upon your lords. So you must make images of your tumours and images of your mice that ravage the land, and give glory to the God of Israel. Perhaps he will lighten his hand on you and your gods and your land. Why should you harden your hearts as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts? After he had made fools of them, did they not let the people go, and they departed? Now then, get ready a new cart and two milch cows and that have never borne a yoke, and yoke the cows to the cart. But take their calves home away from them. Take the ark of the Lord and place it on the cart, and put it on a box at its side the figures of gold, which you are returning to him as a guilt offering. Then send it off and let it go on its way, and watch if it goes up on the way to its own land, to Beth Shemesh. Then it is he who has done us the great harm. But if not, then we shall know that it is not his hand that struck us. It happened to us by chance. The men did so. They took 2 milch cows and yoked them to the cart and shut up their calves at home. They put the ark of the Lord on the cart and then the box with the gold mice and the images of their tumours. The cows went straight in the direction of Beth Shemesh along the one highway, lowing as they went. And they turned neither to the right nor the left. And the lords of the Philistines went after them as far as the borders of Beth Shemesh. Now the people of Beth Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley. When they looked up and saw the ark, they went rejoicing to meet it. The cart came into the field of Joshua of Beth Shemesh and stopped there. A large stone was there, so they split up the wood of the cart and offered the cows as burnt offerings to the Lord. The Levites took down the ark of the Lord and the box that was beside it, in which were the gold objects, and set them upon the large stone. Then the people of Beth Shemesh offered burnt offerings and presented sacrifices on the day to the Lord. When the 5 lords of the Philistines saw it, they returned that day to Ekron.
Well, thank you very much. Spirit of God,
teach us your ways, that we may walk in the paths of peace.
Come, let us go up to the mountain of God, to the house of the God of Jacob, that God may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For the law shall go out from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. God shall judge between the nations, and shall mediate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O people of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Glory to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Spirit of God, teach us your ways, that we may walk in the paths of peace.
And Stephen's going to read Luke 21, 5 to 19.
When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, he said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray. For many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and 'The time is near.' Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify, to make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance. For I will give you words and wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends. They will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls."
Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law.
Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law.
Lead me in the path of your commandments,
that I may see the wonders of your law.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law.
And then we're going to do the Benedictus.
In your tender compassion, O God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. He has raised us up for a mighty Saviour, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, God promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all that hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors, and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath God swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of all their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever.
Amen. In your tender compassion, O God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us.
And with it being Tuesday, we've been doing reflections, so... Oddly enough, I guess this book was written a long time before lockdown, but I think it has some things that are very relevant, help us make sense of recent experiences a bit better. Let's use our imaginations to pray together. And this is called The Desert. I look at Jesus in his agony on the night before he died. I stand quite close to him in Gethsemane and watch him reaching out for human help. But everyone is asleep and no one now can reach him. He is entirely on his own before he dies. I contrast this with the warmth and closeness of the supper room where he had been a little while before. As I watch, I realize that people will ultimately come to terms with God, with destiny and with themselves, only when they dare to seek aloneness. I give myself a taste of what it means to be alone in my imagination. I am living in a desert, no books, no occupation, no sound of human voice for a whole day, a week, for months. I see how I react when I am thrown back on my own resources, when I am stripped of what I mostly use to run away from looking at myself, work, and human company. Then I see myself in a solitary prison cell, soundproof walls, a narrow room, the dim light of a bulb all day, never the glimpse of a human face or of any living thing, or sun or sky. Never a sound of human voice or nature for weeks, for months on end, not knowing when it will end. And thirdly, I imagine I have lapsed into a coma. I can hear the words of people and feel their touch, but I cannot reach them. Now I return to life, to my worries and my work, my comforts and attachments, the world of human beings, but I realize that I am not the same from having been exposed to the rigors of aloneness. And I'm sure we can all relate to that one as life slowly restarts in all sorts of different ways. Every now and then, my heart returns to Jesus in his agony. I watch him as he grapples with his God and with his destiny. And the sight gives me a wisdom that thinking never could. So I linger there and look. Heavenly Father, in your Son, Jesus Christ, you have given us a true faith and a sure hope. Strengthen this faith and hope in us all our days, that we may live as those who believe in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Merciful God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as pass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love towards you, that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil, and keep us in eternal life.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So, thank you for joining us. I hope you have a great day. And